It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Molly Stentz. Milwaukee could be headed for a period of change. Tom Barrett announced last week that he's been tapped to become the next ambassador of Luxembourg, a small European country nestled between France and Germany. After nearly two decades as mayor, Barrett signaled he's ready for a change.
As a lifelong Milwaukeean, I will bring the values of our community to this new post. Values we share such as hard work, honesty, and caring for others.
Barrett's been mayor since 2004. This move opens doors for any number of people seeking the job and could mark a new direction for the city. Barrett is awaiting confirmation by the U.S. Senate, and if that goes through, the man at the helm of Milwaukee will be Cavalier Johnson. Cavalier Johnson is the president of the Milwaukee Common Council, District 2 Alderman. He would serve as acting mayor until an election could be held, and he joins us now. What does the next Milwaukee mayor need to focus on? We'd love to hear from you this morning. 1-800-642-1234. ideas@WPR.org. Good morning, Cavalier Johnson.
Good morning, Molly. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm so glad you could be with us this morning. So as acting mayor, what would your top priorities be for Milwaukee?
Well, again, good morning, and thank you for having me. As acting mayor, there are a number of things that we really need to dig into and focus on right away. Chief among them are issues around reckless driving. We've seen in this community far too often that people make the choice to get behind the wheel of a vehicle, drive recklessly, and the results are catastrophic. You know, people have lost their lives over the course of the past number of weeks, including a number of incidents that have happened in my district, 60th and Hampton, on 76th and Silver Spring, and recently where not students from the school, but over at Marshall High School, individuals have decided to get in vehicles and drive over the lawns while schools letting out, endangering the lives of all those students there. So that certainly is at the front, on the front burner, and something that we need to address in terms of public safety. The other thing that I think is top of mind that we really need to focus on is getting more shots in the arms of people for COVID. Look, Molly, right now we've got the best tool possible to take on and defeat COVID, and that's vaccination. And so we need to do all that we can to push more people to get vaccinated so that we can make sure that life gets back to normal for everybody in our community.
So I want to follow up with you on that. On the reckless driving point, I mean, what can the city do about that? What are you suggesting?
Sure. Well, there are a number of things that the city can do. Some can have an immediate impact. Some will happen over time. For instance, in the years that have passed, we worked to implement or re-implement universal driver education back into Milwaukee Public Schools. Now, that doesn't solve things today, but over time, it gives opportunities for young people in particular to have some fundamentals, some foundations in driving so that they have better skill sets when they get on the road and they're not self-taught or being taught to drive by somebody who was once self-taught many years ago. So that's one. Another thing that we can do is work with the Department of Public Works and use curb extensions and bump outs, change the built infrastructure, the built environment to stop people from driving recklessly. Sort of an approach that says, take the toys away, you know, from folks that are making the decision to drive recklessly and endanger lives in our community. Another thing is enforcement. And I joined the police chief, Jeff Norman, just earlier this year. I believe it was in February or March. As he launched a traffic safety unit within the Milwaukee Police Department. These are officers dedicated all day, every day, to enforcing traffic law in Milwaukee. And since that time that they launched, they've given out, you know, some 12,000 or so ticket citations to people who are driving recklessly on our streets. So there are a number of things that we can do and should do, a number of things that we have done, and a number of things that we should continue to do.
And on the COVID front, what needs to happen as far as raising the vaccination rate? What's your plan?
That's an excellent question. And I want to first applaud the mayor's administration. I think that certainly myself and other members of the Common Council were pushing and asking for the administration to implement something like was announced a couple of weeks ago, where employees in the city of Milwaukee must be vaccinated. We were followed just recently by Milwaukee County, where the county executive announced that Milwaukee County employees must receive vaccination as well. And I think that the government's stepping up to be leaders in this respect can encourage private businesses also to do the same thing, to get their employees vaccinated. And if we do that, then we create an environment in our community where more and more people have received vaccinations, making our community safer for everybody else. So we need to continue doing that. We need to continue going down a line of getting vaccinations out with these mobile clinics that we've done in the past. Just in the past number of weeks, myself and some of my colleagues in the County Council have done vaccine clinics at churches and at community festivals, at Mexican Fiesta, the health department was at, and delivered a number of vaccinations in the arms as well. So we need to be on the ground getting vaccinations into the arms of people all across our city.
Well, until that happens, should Milwaukee have a mask mandate?
Well, that's something that we're discussing right now. I would hate to get in front of the health commissioner because that's where the expertise is in terms of whether or not we ought to do that. I know there are concerns with the transmission that's happened recently in our community, and it is troubling. But I want to make sure that we're walking in the same direction, the same line as our health department. I think that it's probably not appropriate for, you know, politicians to make that call, and people who are in the health field, namely the people that we confirm to lead our health systems in the city of Milwaukee, should be the ones that are stepping up to the forefront, mm-hmm. giving their direction and helping us to make that decision.
We're speaking this morning with Milwaukee Common Council President Cavalier Johnson. He's the man who will take over as acting mayor when and if Mayor Barrett leaves office before the end of his term. What do you think the next Milwaukee mayor needs to focus on? We're at 1-800-642-1234. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Molly Stenz. We're speaking with Milwaukee Common Council President Cavalier Johnson. He's the man who will take over for Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett when he leaves office, if he's appointed and confirmed as the ambassador to Luxembourg. So what do we need in the next Milwaukee mayor? What should be the focus? We're at 1-800-642-1234, ideas@WPR.org. Well, Cavalier Johnson, we have been talking about COVID. We have been talking about reckless driving. I wonder how important you feel it is to address the homicide rate and other violent crime in Milwaukee.
Yeah, it is absolutely important. You know, Milwaukee is not an island when it comes to the uptick in violent crime and namely homicide. As we all know, you and your listeners, that when COVID set in last year, and we saw spikes in major cities across the United States, and Milwaukee was no exception. I do think it's important to recognize the fact that when Milwaukee launched our Office of Violence Prevention, or rather relaunched it, that office, in conjunction with the police and our community partners, had a pretty big impact on homicides and violent crime in the city. As a matter of fact, for 4 years leading up into COVID, we had seen homicides go on a downward trend in Milwaukee. And, you know, this is something that's near and dear and important to me because every single year, you know, I attend the vigil for homicide victims at the close of the year. And so to see that number tick down, and then when COVID set in, to see those numbers tick up is problematic. I think that, you know, for me, in the position that I'm in now, my position is acting mayor when that time comes. And hopefully, again, if the people will elect me as permanent mayor of the city of Milwaukee, my focus is going to be addressing these sort of issues at their root. And I think that one of the key root causes here is to make sure that people have opportunities available to them. You know, they have opportunities for family supporting jobs in the neighborhoods where they live. And if they're not working in the neighborhoods where they live, where they're living, finally making the connection that we've been hearing about for years, including the time that I worked in workforce development, where you've got a lot of people who live in the city of Milwaukee who are unemployed or underemployed, working a number of jobs or working in jobs that pay relatively low wages. And in communities immediately surrounding Milwaukee, whether it's the inner ring suburbs sometimes or it's the outer ring suburbs in the Wild Counties, there are employers who complain that, hey, we don't have access to a large enough workforce pool in order to fill the jobs that we have, and many of those jobs are family-supporting ones. Well, let's work in order to make sure that we can connect the two, because it's good. It's a win-win-win for everybody. It's a win for those employers because now they've got access to a larger workforce pool. It's a win for those employees because now they've got opportunities for family-supporting jobs. They can have some stability in their lives. They can have some stability in their neighborhoods, buy their homes and all that, making our neighborhoods less porous and less susceptible to crime. And that is a win for our community overall because crime and the other effects of it will go down. So those are things that I'll be focusing on as mayor.
So I know you helped create the Millennial Task Force. As you mentioned, this is an issue you've been working on. We spoke with Chair Michaela Ellison recently to discuss some of their findings.
I think that we really need to have a stronger connection between our schools, our public schools, and our local colleges to really make sure that people understand what the next step can be. But then aside of that, working with like Employee Milwaukee and some of the different trades.
So Cavalier Johnson, I wonder, what do you think about what she said, building stronger relationships and connections with our schools?
Well, that's absolutely on par with what I'm thinking for the future. So it's not just, you know, creating.
Oh, Cavalier. Oh, I think we lost Cavalier Johnson. I think we will call him right back. It appears we just had a little hiccup on the phone there. So we have been talking with Milwaukee Common Council President Cavalier Johnson. He's in line to become the next acting mayor of Milwaukee after Tom Barrett is confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Goes on to become the next ambassador to Luxembourg as he was tapped and nominated for that post by President Joe Biden. Cavalier, are you back with us?
I am back with you. We lost each other. I'm sorry about that.
Technology. It happens. It happens. So, hey, I want to go to the phones because we've got some folks waiting to talk to you. Only a few minutes left. So let's take Tyrone next, calling from Milwaukee. Good morning, Tyrone.
Well, good morning, Molly. Good morning, Milwaukee. Good morning, Mr. Chevy. Tyrone W. speaking. We've met on several occasions. He's a good man. He's done a good job in my district on the northwest side of Milwaukee here. However, the North Ridge area still needs work there, of course. It's a long list, but I just potholes are terrible still yet. You know, the laterals still need to be worked on, as well he knows there. And he's doing a good job there. I mean, he's only one man, so I'm not going to drop the whole plate on him. But he's doing a good job, but there needs to be more done by him and a lot of the others as well. And starting by eliminating some of the corruption from the top, you know, Fire Police Commission, and working together so we can get it done together, you know. Just like the Bucks championship, we got to work together. So eliminating the corruption and getting the people what they need. God bless you, Chevy, and just do the best you can, and we'll see what happens. You know.
All right, thanks, Tyrone. Cavalier, Tyrone was mentioning the need for potholes, for better streets, and then he also referenced the whole search for the next police commissioner.
Yes, absolutely. And I know Tyrone, and I appreciate Tyrone. And I'll say this about the lead laterals and even the potholes. You know, I am an enthusiastic supporter of what President Biden had put forward in terms of building back better as a campaign theme and actually putting some legislative and policy answers behind that, too. So right now we're in a position where we're building back our families and making sure that folks have the means to make sure that they can take care of themselves, take care of their families, having some money in their pocket. But also the federal administration is looking forward to making investments all over the country with the infrastructure bill. And we're looking forward to receiving those dollars, I certainly am, so that we can invest those dollars right back here in Milwaukee, improving our lighting system, addressing the pothole issues that you're talking about, and also being in a position to eliminate all the lead laterals in Milwaukee. That's what the infrastructure bill would do. That's why I've been so proud to stand up and be supportive of it. So, Tyrone, you're right on the money, and I'm right there with you, man.
And what about his thoughts on all the drama that's been happening over the next police chief and the police commission? What needs to happen?
Absolutely. So I have been pretty straightforward and pretty consistent in my desire to see the current chief of police, the acting chief, Jeff Norman, to be confirmed to that position full time. And I know that the Fire and Police Commission just last night put forward a process inviting Jeff Norman to be the sole candidate for that position. So I hope that at the end of the day, at the end of this process, that's exactly what happens and that Jeff Norman is confirmed to be the next police chief. But I think that folks, your listeners ought to know that, you know, the council, including myself, have been a leader on this and trying to push for some changes in the Fire and Police Commission. That's why I think in large part that the mayor introduced the three new commissioners, all highly qualified members of our community, who have taken control of the commission, and I think will lead the commission into a future and help to stabilize, you know, that very important facet of city government. I was proud to support them, and if, you know, the mayor is unable to or does not make the appointments to fill out the commission, that's something that is going to be top of mind for me when I take over the role, is to fill out the Fire and Police Commission and finally get us to 9 members, as the community has been asking for, that I've been asking for some time.
And Cavalier Johnson, we only have a moment left with you, but I wonder if you've spoken to Mayor Barrett recently and you have any idea of the timetable of what happens next?
I have spoken to the mayor, but he knows, as I do, that all of this depends on what the United States Senate does. So if Senator Cruz perhaps were to remove his objection to the approval of ambassadors, then this would go longer. If that doesn't happen, then potentially we're looking at a longer time period. It all depends on the Senate, though.
Sure. Well, Cavalier Johnson, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, absolutely, Molly. Thank you for having me.
Cavalier Johnson, the president of the Milwaukee Common Council. He would serve as acting mayor of the city of Milwaukee after Tom Barrett resigns. I'm Molly Stenz, and this is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.